speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, July 6, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look back at not only this weekend, the 4th of July, but we're going to take a look back at the 4th of July as viewed by Frederick Douglass, as viewed by Russell Means, as we look at Mount Rushmore. And we have the Democrats come out. We've got now the two faces of CNN talking about the four faces of Mount Rushmore. It was always heroic until President Trump. Until this pandemic, until the race war that they want to put out there. So we're going to take a look at this and put it in a historical context. And certainly there is no historical context at our universities, as we can see from the video that surfaced from Campus Reform over the weekend. Our students are not taught anything about, well, I should put it this way. If they're not given any, if they're not given misinformation, they're given no information at all about the American Revolution, about the Constitution, about our society, our culture. Our history, and they've been given a lot of misinformation. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Petri dish of face masks and the Petri dish of tyranny right here in Texas. This preening politically correct Governor Abbott and his henchmen and what happened over the weekend as I went to a restaurant without a mask. I'll give you a personal example of that. And I also want to crowdsource a problem. I had a listener who is trapped in Beijing. And I'm going to put this out at the beginning of the program, let you think about it, cover some news, and then we're going to get back to it because I want to get your take on what this guy does. Basically, he's trapped in Beijing. He can't get out. They keep canceling flights because they've got to have them 60% full. And he keeps booking flights. He can't get out. He can't go anywhere. He's trapped there. Now, what does he do for money? He's got some relatives who are sending him some money, but how does he ever get out of this place? As they start to ramp this up again, understand, folks, that unless we stand up to this, it is not going to go away. It's going to get worse. And we can see that as we see these caving Republicans, not just Abbott. It's the GOP everywhere. Of course, it's our national leaders, quote unquote. People like Mitch McConnell, people like Pence. Pretty much everybody except Trump has now bowed down to the mask of tyranny. And that's really what it is. It is a tactic, a technique, the same tactic and technique and the psychological preparation to prepare you for the end game, the vaccines. You're not protected if you wear a mask. You're only protected if I wear a mask. And the hatred that is being generated towards people who do not wear masks, that we are somehow the despicables, the untouchables, the lepers in America. We need to be shut down. We need to be incarcerated. We are sick until proven immune. And just wait for the proof of immunity to come. That's going to be the vaccine. You know that. I know that. We have to push back against this as hard as we can right now. There is no more waiting for this. Every day we wait, the psychological herd mentality gets worse. And now the Republicans have joined in on this. It's absolutely disgusting to see how passive, how they are cowering before this, and how they're partnering with this, how they are complicit in this. That is really the, as I tweeted out over the weekend, the GOP PC. Yeah, political correctness is part of it, but they are passive and cowering. They're partnering and complicit with what is going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Cell X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, July 6th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 112. 112. Of America held hostage. And folks, it's not just America held hostage. It is the entire world being held hostage. And let me give you an example of this. If you want to send information to me, tips, other things that are happening, send it to davidknightshow@protonmail.com. I have that address on my Twitter account. You can see that there. And the Twitter account is Libertarian. I had an individual, again, we're talking about America being held hostage, and America is being held hostage. But this is an international broadcast of a Canadian who is being held hostage in Beijing, China. And I want to give you his story. And I want you to think about this. And I'm going to take calls later in the program if you've got any solutions for him. I gave him some ideas of what I thought he could do. But I'm not going to give out the phone number just yet because I don't want you queuing up and hanging on the line. I used to have to do that before I was on the radio. To get on the radio, I would call into the talk shows to talk. And I didn't like being put on hold for an hour, but I would do it if I was really motivated to talk about something. And so I don't want to do that to you. I'll give you the phone number and repeat the situation later in the show. But let me just give this to you at the top of the show so you can think about it. Because I told him, I said, well, here's what I would do in your position. But I said, I'll put it out on the talk show and crowdsource it to people, see if somebody else has other ideas. Because he's not the only person in this situation. David, I wanted to ask if you have any advice. I'm a Canadian in Beijing, China. Lucky me. I've been stranded here for more than 6 months. Every time I buy a plane ticket home, they cancel it. This has happened 3 times now. I've contacted the Canadian government and the embassy with no avail. Seems there are thousands of tourists stranded all over the world with little to no coverage. Do you have any advice that might help me to get back home? The government expects me to survive with no money, no job, for an indefinite period of time, or until the borders reopen. Do you have any ideas how I can get home? Also want to let you know the Chinese government passed a mandatory vaccine law December of 2019. And this is as they were making their moves to corner various personal protective equipment, pretending that the vaccine didn't exist. Remember back in December 2019, they were coming after the scientists who said, wait a minute, this is shut him down. And he eventually died, not getting any help. Anyway, I'm just hoping you know a way to get me out of this hostage situation. I'm really stuck here, man. No work, no money, no release date. Seems the problem is airplane capacity. Delta Airlines requires 60% capacity to go forward with flights, so they just keep canceling my tickets. So he says, anyway, I'm in rough shape. Any help would be greatly appreciated. And so he's being kept prisoner in a foreign land, as we are being kept prisoner over this 4th of July weekend in the land that our forefathers conquered. And I say that without any embarrassment. They conquered it. They conquered it. And we were all better off under the system that they set up. And now that system is being conquered itself. And we're going to talk about that First, we're going to focus on what is going on with America being held hostage by this phony coronavirus. So I'm going to put that out there. I'll repeat it a little bit later in the program. I'll tell you what I told him, but I want you to think about it yourself and give me a call later in the broadcast. I'll put the phone number out. Now, as we look at this land of the free, on the weekend that we celebrate our freedom, our independence, our liberty, the Declaration of Independence. No, quite frankly, this was a declaration of dependence, a declaration of slavery. And we better understand how these high-tech chains and political chains are being forged around us right now. All this stuff about taking down monuments, about white versus black. We have all these white Marxist Antifa people showing up and saying that they are Black Lives Matter people. I mean, this whole thing is what we've been looking at over the weekend. And we're going to take a look at what President Trump said and did at Mount Rushmore. The two faces of CNN about the four faces of Mount Rushmore, they were all for this. When Bernie Sanders was there, when Barack Obama was there, it was heroic for them to go to that iconic place. But now it is a symbol of white supremacy and something that must be destroyed. But take a look at what is really being destroyed fundamentally here. Our basic core freedoms. On this 4th of July weekend, we had the California governor banning singing in church. Well, actually, it's not him. He's delegated this authority to the Department of Public Health. New guidelines in California say places of worship must therefore discontinue singing and chanting activities, and limit indoor attendance to 25% of building capacity or a maximum of 100 attendees, whichever is lower. So if you got a mega church, maybe you got 5% attendance that you're allowed to have, right? Why is that? And so you have to eliminate that. Eliminate all singing in church, even if you're wearing a mask, even if you have 25% or less capacity in the building. Do you understand what this is about now? Churches, pastors, do you understand? Because if churches and pastors and the police officers, the constitutional sheriffs, the officers who swore an oath to the Constitution, if you don't lead, we're lost in this fight for liberty. No, we're not lost, but here's the other thing, Christians, pastors. If you bow the knee to government, I've always heard these pastors who talk about Romans 13. And they say, well, of course, no matter how bad the government is, we got to obey it. It doesn't matter. Rome was bad and, Paul, obeyed it and so forth. Well, actually, he didn't. He didn't. He appealed for his rights at one point in time where they were going to kill him. He, with other people, escaped. He did not subject himself to that kind of tyranny. And when we look at this, this is something that has been used by pastors to pacify people in Nazi Germany, to pacify people from every kind of injustice and violence in America conducted by our own government. If we do not understand what is going on with this, we are basically killing our children and our grandchildren and ourselves, because this is coming on very quickly. This isn't something that's going to wait a generation. If you have a situation, if you have a pastor who is telling you that you must obey the government no matter how tyrannical it is, then you have to, because of Romans 13, you need to point out to them, first of all, I think if we look at Romans 13, as it's defining authority, Christians and these pastors do not understand what true authority is, and most Americans don't understand what true authority is either. It was pastors who led the revolution in America that we talked about this last weekend. It didn't have a very high level of taxation. It was extremely small. Some people have put it at a max of about 2.5%. The tea tax that was imposed was about 3%. And they had a revolution not over the money. It was over the principles. the principles of freedom, because one of the reasons why the pastors led that was because they knew what had happened in England. They knew what happened if you don't have free speech. They knew what happened if you don't have the free exercise of religion. There are many famous pastors who spent a great deal of time in prison. You had John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress because he was in prison, because he didn't have a government-approved church. You had William Penn, and came to America to help found Pennsylvania. Why? Because they locked him up because he didn't have a government-approved church. He was set free by jury using jury nullification, which also established habeas corpus. Let me point out to you that the foundations of our liberty are based on reactions to religious persecution. And now we got the California governor saying you cannot sing in church even with a mask, even with social distancing.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response, you order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. Don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, the government loves you. The government wants to protect you. They want to keep you safe. They just have to take your liberty to do it. And, of course, they want you to wear bandanas and cloth masks around your face to protect you from a virus that is so small that it'll go through an N95 mask. Yeah, your love is killing us. I'm very concerned for my daughter working in 100-degree weather, having to wear a mask outside with her job because of idiotic, non-scientific, non-medical imposition of rules that have no authority. And we have to understand this. And the people who have to push back against this, again, I come back to it and I say, our constitutional sheriffs and our constitutional pastors. Because the alternative of this, and of course this may be what God has in mind for our country, perhaps he wants to grow the church by pruning it, by persecution. Perhaps it's not just the social credits that are coming to America from China. Perhaps it's not just the biometric surveillance. Perhaps what is coming to America is persecution of the churches. And we've seen that in spades there. Because we've got in California, the public health director, the public health dictator, doctator, saying, well, it's not going to be enough if you go to church. Churches are so dangerous. Every other activity is fine, but not churches. They can tisk-tisk about people going to beaches. They can applaud people going to riots and protests. But if you go to churches, all the people on the left, the Democrats, NPR, are telling us that is the most dangerous activity that you can do. And so even if you go to a church that is 25% or less, then, and again, they said no more than 100 people. So even if you've got a large church building, you know, that's going to be a church. We say 25% maximum of 100. That means that's a church building that holds about 400 people. Most of the church buildings I've been in hold more than 400 people. A lot of them hold thousands. And so even if you go there, wear a mask, keep your distance, you can't sing in California. Do you understand what this is about yet, pastors in California? Passive pastors in California. Some of them have pushed back, and it has gone to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, of course, are judicial supremacists, rejected an appeal by a California church that appealed to their non-authority on this. Said, well, you know, no, we'll let the governor restrict you to 25%. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom is keeping his winery open for tastings over this last 4th of July weekend. He closed beaches. He closed restaurants. He targeted family gatherings. He even closed other wineries and tasting locations, but not his. Not his. His winery, Plump Jack Winery, located in Napa Valley, was open for business over the 4th of July weekend, even though they said restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters, bars, families, entertainment centers, zoos, museums, card rooms. What is a card room? I nevertheless, this is what we call corruption. Because even if these orders were legitimate, and they're not because of the Constitution, we don't have equal protection under the law. Not only are some categories of activities allowed and others are disparaged or prohibited or punished, we even have all the wineries and tasting facilities closed except for the governor's own. That works out pretty well, doesn't it? Do you understand what this is about? But it's not just equal protection. It's not just corruption. These people are doing this in defiance of the Constitution. And again, what is it going to take for some of these passive pastors to wake up and push back against this? Come on, you're better than this. Why are you allowing this to happen? You know what I talk about, and I've talked about it many times, interviewed him a few years ago, Charles van Wyk. He was a missionary in South Africa. And he said, well, you know, I'm a Christian. He says, I really felt like it was the wrong thing to do to carry a gun to protect myself, even though there was a lot of violence at the time. This is when the Marxists in South Africa were doing what the Marxists here in America are doing, but they had ramped it up to the next level, just a little bit beyond where we are right now. They were targeting people for violence and execution shootings and so forth. He saw some of that happening, saw some people taken prisoners. So he thought, you know, I have a right to protect myself and a duty to protect others. And so he got a gun and started learning how to use it. Now, he only had a revolver, 6 shots. And as a matter of fact, I knew a mercenary who was in Somalia. And he said he used to carry an AK-47 to protect himself and protect other people. I firmly believe that. I think that we need to understand the principles that America has abandoned, and what we're going to talk about Afghanistan briefly today as well. When we look at our wars, they should be justified, they should be in defense, they should be limited, and they should have a defined endpoint. But when you are, just like these church shootings that we see, you have a responsibility to protect your family. You pastors, you elders, some of you in your churches, you have a responsibility to protect the people in your church from violence. And let me tell you, there's a kind of violence coming that you can't even imagine, because it hasn't happened for hundreds of years because of people, better people than you, who have stood up against this. People that we used to celebrate on the 4th of July. It's time you buck up and understand and take your place. Charles van Wyk learned how to use that pistol. He visited a church, about 1,000 people. It was targeted by black Marxist terrorists. They said later on, because they were allowed to talk about it during Truth and Reconciliation, they said they had intended to kill everybody there, and they made a pretty good start. They opened up the doors, they threw in hand grenades, and opened up with fully automatic weapons. Killed 50 people right off the bat. A lot more injured. Now, Charles was in the very back of this giant building, and he took out his revolver, and he got down on a knee, took his best shot, that I'm never going to hit anything from here. So he went out the back and came back around the other side. And then he took a couple of shots and the guys all ran away. And later on they said, we thought we were surrounded. The first shot, which he didn't think hit anybody, hit someone. And then when he went around the back and came around the side and took a couple of shots more of these guys, they thought there were multiple defenders, and they turned and ran. Even though they had fully automatic weapons and they had hand grenades, they ran. Because they were cowards. They were trying to sucker punch people. They were coming after people they thought were unarmed. And all it took was one person with a revolver. And God used him. We'll be right back.
. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, not only is the California government the public health dictator saying you can't sing in churches even if you've got basically nobody there and you've got a mask, you still can't sing. And then we have the California governor, Newsom, saying no fireworks for the 4th of July, except that, PJ Media reported, fireworks illegal this year in California, not so that you'd notice. The trend of more fireworks was seen all over L.A. As a matter of fact, in Lancaster, California, the mayor there, Rex Paris, said he was holding a private drive-in fireworks show. You know, got to shut this down for public fireworks by order of the government. All large-scale fireworks canceled by order of Governor Newsom. The same guy who ordered all restaurants and wineries and tasting rooms and closed, except he kept his open. Kept his open. Said, you have, while you got people who are looting and setting fires and vandalizing, and he doesn't really have a problem with that, do not celebrate your freedom. And quite frankly, I didn't feel like celebrating my freedom over this weekend either. So, in Lancaster, California, the mayor said, well, we're going to call this private. And then the radio station there showed up. They took video, put it on their website of the mayor, defiantly and personally setting off the fireworks. He had to do it because the state marshal threatened the fireworks vendor. So the vendor had to show the mayor how to run the show. So think about that. Do you understand where your freedoms are? Your freedoms now are being defended by a mayor here, a constitutional sheriff there, and you're getting state officials and federal officials everywhere uniting to shut down your freedoms. Everywhere. And so you have a mayor who shows up because a fireworks vendor is being threatened. Tell me what to do. Take this match and hold it right there. And when it starts to sizzle, run. I guess that's what he told him. I don't know. But folks, we have to push back against this. When we look at fireworks, why do we have fireworks? Well, they're kind of a symbol of firepower, aren't they? Were we given our freedom? No, we fought for it. We didn't fight for it. Our fathers fought for this. We sit back and we do nothing while it's taken from us. They fought for it. And they used fireworks because, as Mao said, and he's right about that. He may be a corrupt, godless criminal dictator, but Mao was a pragmatist. He said, power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and you better believe it does. It comes out of the end of cannons, too. Because they were coming for the cannons and other military weapons at Concord and Lexington. Santa Ana was coming for the cannons. That's why they put up the come and take it flag. Has a cannon on it. I actually prefer the traditional one of the cannon, even over the AK-40s or the AR-15s. Because that reminds us that it is beyond personal weapons that were protected by the militia, which is the citizenry of America. But let me tell you something. We have to fight back against this in terms of our First Amendment rights, our free speech, your free speech to speak on the internet. Of course, you know that's being taken. We talk about that all the time. The free and independent press, like those of us here at InfoWars, purged out of social media, demonized as we are silenced so that we have a one-way war of information. And this information has gone global. It has been magnified by technology, turning into essentially a blitzkrieg where they can very rapidly turn public opinion one way or the other. One of the ways you're going to fight back against this is at the local level. You're going to have constitutional sheriffs. You're going to have constitutional mayors like this one who said we're going to have the fireworks anyway. And you're going to have to push back against this fear and propaganda. And you're going to have to do that at the churches. Christians should lead. Christians led in 1776, and they're going to have to lead again. Or you're going to wind up holding secret meetings in your homes as house churches, like they do in China. It's going to happen way before you think. Can't sing in church, says the California Department of Health. And we have the passive pastors who will appeal to Romans 13. I have people send me some email on Proton email. What are you talking about, Romans 13? Well, let me just, for those of you who are not Christians, let me give you this so that you can talk to some of your Christian friends who have been brainwashed by bad theology by their pastors. And also, just be patient a little bit. Exercise a little bit of tolerance for free speech and the free exercise of religion, but I'm talking primarily to Christians now. When you look at Romans 13, let me just read just a little bit of this. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Now let me ask you, what does that mean in America? What is the authority, the governing authority in America? What is the authority that has been, that exists in America that was appointed by God? Is it the people that you vote for every few years? Is it the bureaucrats that you don't ever vote for, that never leave? Are those the authorities? Is it anybody who shows up with a badge or a gun? Are they the authorities? We don't need no stinking badge. Remember, Treasurer Sierra Madre? Were they the authorities? Or were they just bandits? were they rebels to authority? Because all these people I just named, all these people with uniforms and badges and guns, all these people with titles, all these political office holders, what do? They swear to uphold the Constitution. Why? Because the Constitution is the authority. The Constitution is the authority. It is the king. Lex Rex is what the founders of this country said. The law is king. So first of all, understand what true authority is. Understand these other people are stewards. And give them an example. From Lord of the Rings, right? Denethor and Gondor. He was a steward. The rightful king had been gone for so many generations that they had assumed that they were the king, the stewards. And they weren't. And they were not happy about the real king coming back, Aragorn, right? But further on, rulers are not a terror for good works, but to evil. For the ruler is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Now, let me ask you this. Chuck Baldwin, in his book, pointed out, just substitute Hitler or Nazis. Nazis are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Nazis are God's minister to you for good. Does that seem to be cognizantly dissonant there? What is the problem here? The problem, I think, is that you have pastors who tell their congregation the imperatives, obey legitimate authority, but they ignore the indicative. What indicates that this is legitimate authority? Legitimate authority will punish evil and protect the good. And that's how you know it's not talking about the Nazis. And that's how you know it's not talking about our own government at this point in time. And I'll point out one more thing that I tweeted out. I said, what about Daniel? You know, we had people who wanted to take him out because they wanted his political position, so they set him up. They went to the king. They said, we want you to do a decree and say that nobody can practice any religion, pray to anything other than you for 30 days. Because they knew that Daniel was going to disobey that. And the king made that declaration. And so what did Daniel do? He prayed on his balcony twice a day. They arrested him and brought him to the king, and the king was very upset about it. He says, well, there's nothing I can do. I passed the law. Even the king who put that out as a dictate said, I am subject to the law, even the law that he created as a dictator. And he threw Daniel into the lion's den. And you better be ready to obey God, whatever the consequences. You leave that up to God.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Soul X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response, you order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Kind of the case this weekend. My wife went to the restaurant. I'll give you that story in a second. But to lay the groundwork for the nonsense about masks that are happening here in Texas under Republican Governor Abbott, and you've got not just Abbott, but you've got Republican governors that are chiding and politicians, senators and so forth, chiding President Trump for not wearing a mask and so forth. We're going to talk about what happened over the weekend at Mount Rushmore. We're going to talk about the 4th of July, where we are. Are we slaves or are we free? I'm going to read you, coming up, a little bit of an excerpt from the very long speech that was given by Frederick Douglass, whose statue was attacked this weekend. A black man, an escaped slave, an abolitionist, an intellectual, and, of course, his statue was taken down. This is, you have to understand what these people are after. And so I'm going to talk to you about what he said about the founders of this country, and what he said about slavery. And I'm going to challenge you as to whether or not you think you're free or not. So let's take a look at what's going on, because the point of slavery at this point is the tip of the spear is this COVID false flag. This is the 9/11 of our day. And make no mistake about it, it is going to have a lasting influence on us. Stanford doctor that I've talked about from the very beginning, epidemiologist Mr. Ioannidis, has been right from the very beginning about this, and he has now updated the information. He says COVID fatality rate for people under 45 is almost 0%. 0% fatality rate under 45s. Very high for people in nursing homes. That's, you know, so somebody needs to talk to Cuomo about that. He forced nursing homes to take people with COVID. But he said there's already more than 50 studies that have presented results on how many people in different countries and locations have developed antibodies to the virus, said Dr. Ioannidis. I said Mr. Dr. Ioannidis. He said, of course, none of these studies are perfect, But cumulatively, they provide useful composite evidence. A very crude estimate might suggest that about 150 to 300 million or more people have already been infected around the world, more than the 10 million documented cases. The death rate in a given country depends a lot on age structure, who the people are infected, and how they are managed, said Dr. Ioannidis. For people younger than 45, the infection fatality rate is almost zero. For 45 to 70, it is probably about 0.05 to 0.3%. In other words, folks, guess what? That's about the amount that the CDC tells us each year die from the flu, if you believe their numbers. And that's what people are going on, right? So if you believe the CDC's numbers, and if you believe the numbers that are coming out now, even with the assumptions about people dying from coronavirus who are not even tested for it, and saying that that is the underlying cause of death, regardless of how many other comorbidities they have, even with all of that, this COVID-19 death is no worse. Death rate, fatality rate is no worse than the typical flu. No worse than flu. You've been had. He says, for those above 70, it escalates substantially. Japan has just ended its coronavirus emergency with 850 deaths and no lockdown. No lockdown in Japan and only 850 deaths. They must not have connections to the World Health Organization. They must not have a Dr. Fauci there. I have decided to end the state of emergency across the nation, said Prime Minister Abe. In just over a month and a half, we almost brought the infection situation under control. Japan has reported 16,628 confirmed cases and 851 people have died. So let me work that out for you. That is 0.05%, which is half of what the CDC typically says in terms of a fatality rate for regular flu. And they didn't have a lockdown in Japan. And remember, at the very beginning of this, they were kind of the epicenter. They had that ship, the cruise ship, the Diamond Princess, that was anchored off of Yokohama. And they went on and they took the people off after a period of time. You had about 4,000 people. Ultimately, they said 600 or so of them tested positive for COVID-19. 300 of them had no symptoms whatsoever. So out of 4,000 people, you had 300 people who had symptoms who tested positive. And that was the situation, as I mentioned many times, where you've got an elderly population, mostly sedentary, everybody eating at buffets and salad bars, which the FDA now wants to purge out of our society forever, forever. You had 12 people die out of the Diamond Princess. But again, compare that to the aircraft carrier, where I don't think they had maybe one fatality there. The modelers were astronomically wrong in COVID-19 predictions, and the world is paying the price, says Dr. Ioannidis. And that's, you know, what he does for a living, folks, is he debunks bad scientific studies. That's why he has been on this from the very beginning. That's why he's been right about this from the very beginning. And even the New York Times, I'm sorry, not the New York Times, the other lying establishment mouthpiece that everybody treats as a gold standard, the Washington Post, that other one, you know, WAPO. Heart conditions drove the spike in deaths beyond those attributed to COVID-19, says an analysis. It said thousands more deaths than would have been expected from the heart disease and from heart disease and other medical conditions, according to analysis of federal data by the Washington Post. And so when you look at this, just from five states in New York City, you see that there were 8,300 more heart deaths and 2,100 more flu and pneumonia deaths and 1,300 more from diabetes and 1,300 more from Alzheimer's and so forth. Why? Because people with those conditions couldn't get health care. So it contributed to Illinois, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York State, having a combined 75,000 excess deaths during that period. 17,000 more than the number officially attributed to COVID-19. See, they can't contribute every single one of these heart attacks to COVID-19. They did their best. They told everybody it was the leading cause of death for a few weeks there. We had people even in the alternative media trumpet that as if it were truth. Seriously. Anything that comes from the CDC or the World Health Organization, you could discount with a grain of salt. In the early months of the pandemic, says the Washington Post, some hospital departments were nearly devoid of heart, cancer, stroke, and other patients who had populated them before. Why? Because they wouldn't let them in. And even as they reserved all the rooms for COVID-19, nobody showed up. That's why the many hospitals are going bankrupt. That's why they're desperate to count everybody as COVID-19, because they get a bounty from the federal government if they label you as COVID-19. The only way they can financially stay alive. But people are dying because, you know, well, you know, cancer, that's selective, right? And they go on to say, this data underlies the importance of not letting our health system get to the point where they're so overwhelmed that it spills over and affects people with other medical conditions in our community. What? What are you talking about? It never got overwhelmed. The Emergency Army Field Hospital, 2,500 beds, not a single one used. Same thing for the ship, the Naval Hospital ship. Same thing for the hospital ship in California. They pull them out without being used. But people died because they refused to give them health care. Do you really want the government to run health care? Do you really? I mean, we talk about how they misallocate resources all the time. That's a hallmark of a centrally planned economy. Socialism. And if you don't understand how dangerous and how boneheaded having the government run our healthcare system is, just take a look at what's happened with all of this. And take a look at what they've done to the economy. Oh, we'll just close restaurants. And then what they do is they destroy. Farmers everywhere being destroyed by the fact that, we've got fields where they are destroying crops, killing animals because they can't get them to market. Because the government doesn't understand this. As we look at this, the World Health Organization, as Just the News points out, as the pandemic continues, the World Health Organization struggles to maintain coherent response. They've been on every side of every issue, medical and otherwise. Thoroughly discredited. No mask. Now we have to have masks. Asymptomatic spread is actually rare, they said. And now they say, well, we got to really be worried about that. They shut down the hydroxychloroquine study. They also shut down the study that showed that remdesivir was garbage and then held that off the market until Fauci could put out his unreviewed study. Folks, if you want to keep us on air, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back and talk about more of this, talk about what happened on the 4th of July and Mount Rushmore. But we need your help here at InfoWars. Part of our 4th of July special is still continuing. We have up to 60% off. We have 50% off of Lung Cleanse, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, VasoBeat, Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammation. DNA Force Plus, big savings there. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Here's a headline from Reason Magazine. Post-pandemic Americans may be done with taking orders. That's right. Now, the writer of this has been drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit too much. They don't realize that we are already our post-pandemic. And they don't realize that there's a lot of Americans like you and I who are already done with taking orders. I never was really into taking orders in the first place from people who don't have any legitimate authority. I'm not going to go back into that again. I talked about that last hour. Understand what the authority is. And even if you think that this is somehow going to improve things. And I said, even from a pragmatic standpoint, locking down the entire world economy, even if this were a pandemic, and it's not, and we've had ample warning of this. How many times, does anybody remember that story by that slave about the boy who cried wolf? Not the black slave, not Uncle Remus, who did wonderful stories himself, but the, you know, the Greek slave or the Roman slave. I don't know if he was Roman or Greek slave, Aesop. How many times does Fauci get to cry wolf? How many times do you get to cry pandemic and be shown that it wasn't the case? How many times do you have to catch the CDC lying about people, about flu statistics to get you to not believe, to question what they have? But no, no, everybody's believing everything that this guy has to say. And this snake, whose advice President Trump pushed out to everybody, and they were all more than happy to do it, and we're going to talk about the cowardly GOP, as evidenced by Governor Abbott here in Texas, and he's not the only one. And a lot of people listen to this program who are not in Texas, not even in America, but understand this is how this is working globally. And I'm going to focus on him because you need to understand that this is, you got to not be afraid to abandon partisan party politics. Partisan politics is something the founders warned us would destroy this country. Now we've seen that come true as well. They understood the nature of mankind. And let me tell you, for all of our technology, human nature has not changed one whit. We have people who don't understand history. And if you don't understand history, you don't understand the larger movements of human nature. But they don't understand the human nature of people in power either. And as we look at this, yeah, are we post-pandemic? Yeah, we are post-pandemic. In this article from Reason Magazine over the weekend, they said on June 19th, the mayor of Cottonwood, Arizona, unilaterally ordered city residents to wear face masks in public places. A week later, he says, my family went downtown to grab some lunch at a favorite barbecue joint. The proclamation might as well have never been issued. We were among the very few people wearing masks on the street or in the stores. How about that? This guy's following the orders. And he's proud of the fact that he was the only one there following orders. And he's just kind of, whoa, I think Americans might be done with this. It's like, yeah, we are. You know, Reason likes to put itself out as a libertarian-oriented magazine. But many times they don't really understand individual liberty. They don't understand true authority. They don't pay any attention to the Constitution either. One of the COVID-19 pandemic's legacies may be an overwhelming public fatigue with being told what to do. And let me just say here, I'm not, and I do have to fight it, because actually I got to say, I am a bit on the oppositional defiance side. And so I have to fight that part of my nature. You know, we all have our own personal sins that we have to deal with. I am rebellious of authority. And authority is not a bad thing. Authority is a good thing. Authority is what orders society. Authority is one of the things that put God, put man in God's image. The fact that we would rule over the earth. And we do that as stewards, as conservationists, not as environmentalists who worship the earth. So authority is not bad. But illegitimate authority is tyranny. And it is a very dangerous thing. And to oppose tyranny is the same thing as opposing a liar, a thief, a murderer breaking into your home. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action, and I salute and thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's look at these petri dishes for bacteria and illness. These things to starve you of oxygen and to increase your carbon dioxide. These things we call face masks. Face masks. I want to begin with a general survey of where we are, because as you have the number of cases going up, why are they going up? Because they're testing people. I said this from the very beginning. I said they're going to lock everybody down. There are no tests. They don't have any data, so they're making this stuff up. We have estimates from the CDC about how many people are sick, and then they're coming up with radically high case fatality rates, which have now been exposed. Dr. Ioannidis and others, look at Japan, 0.05% fatality rate in Japan, and they had no lockdown, none. Dr. Ioannidis at Stanford University said we got about 50 of these studies around the world, and it's no different from flu. So they scared everybody with a case fatality rate based on estimated bogus made up numbers. Well, actually, before they did that, they scared President Trump to death with a bogus model. Not only had bad assumptions, but even bad software. Couldn't get the same answer twice with the same input. Called out, Imperial College of London, called out by Edinburgh College. I said, what is this? Oh, well, just run it on a slower computer. You'll get the same answer. And they didn't. They said, well, that's not, computer programs don't work. You have anybody that took this bogus assumptions of these models and had absolutely no data because they didn't have any tests? So they have no data, bad assumptions, and then they put it in a computer program that says 2 plus 2 equals 5. Or maybe 2 plus 2 equals 6. Or maybe 2 plus 2 equals 9. I don't know. You know, depends on which day you're running it on. Just average the numbers together was their reply. If you want to know what 2 plus 2 is, just average every one of these bad, wrong answers that I give you, average those together. So the beginning of this was a fraudulent model. And then they gave you fraudulent case fatality rates to scare you to death. And then I said, as that lie is exposed, then they're going to say, now we've got tests. And now we've got tests. And now they're testing everybody. And guess what? The tests don't work either. The PCR tests are bogus. The person who designed it said, you can't use it for that. It wasn't intended for that. It won't work for that. But don't listen to the guy who wrote the thing, who designed it. Don't listen to him. By all means, don't listen to Fauci, because he's the quote-unquote expert who keeps changing his mind. And so now we have the cases increasing, and we've got to do new things. We've got to do masks, which we didn't do before when everybody was scared to death. Where they're telling everybody we have this massive case fatality rate. If you get this, you're going to die. We didn't have masks. They were telling people the truth at that point in time. They said, masks outdoors, you really don't need that at all. Masks aren't going to protect you. As a matter of fact, for a lot of people, it's going to be a problem. And we still have doctors who are saying that. But we have political leaders who are jumping on the bandwagon, left and right. back in the middle of June, 2 weeks ago, two whole weeks ago, when these protests were happening, as a Federalist pointed out, saying Americans should never again comply with pandemic lockdown orders or with masks now, which is the new vogue, the new trendy thing for the authoritarians to do. At the time, you had the Atlantic and other rags like that, establishment rags, saying the protests are, quote, vital to the national public health and to the threatened health, specifically of black people, and that health is about more than simply remaining free of the coronavirus infection. Well, I agree with that. Having good health means that you don't destroy the food supply. Having good health means you don't destroy the supply of medicine, that you don't bankrupt hospitals, that you don't send the world into a global depression, both economically and psychologically, as we see the suicide rates going up by a factor of 400%. So, yeah, health is about more than that. But let's talk about some of the superstition. As we have Texas, I tweeted it out as my wife got the notification on her phone. I said, look at this. Just had a threat from our freedom-loving Republican governor. It wasn't enough that he said, well, we're going to take a step back now after he got hammered on social media. He went over and cowered in the corner and said, we're going to walk this back. 4th of July, we don't want more than 100 people anywhere celebrating your freedom, slaves. And then by the end of the week, by Thursday, or maybe it was Friday morning, I think it was. Yeah, it was the day before 4th of July. Puts out a message threatening us with a $250 fine if we don't wear masks in public. As CNBC talks about in their headline, Texas issues a statewide order requiring face coverings. They said that means, as he puts in there, that means wearing a face covering in public spaces, said the governor. He also issued a proclamation giving mayors and county judges the ability to impose restrictions on outdoor gatherings of over 10 people. Texas carved out several exemptions to the order, waiving the requirement for religious services. Isn't that nice? So he wants to keep these pastors pacified. Carve out a little bit of an exemption for them, and they won't really tell people what's going on. They'll bow down and kiss the feet of government. After the first violation of the order, people will be issued a verbal or written warning, according to the text. Every subsequent violation is punishable by a fine of up to $250. Local police, quote, can and should, according to Governor Abbott, enforce the rule according to the order, but Abbott said the police cannot detain or arrest people for violating it. Isn't that nice? So we're not going to arrest people or jail them. We're just going to steal money from them, threaten and intimidate them. And we're going to leave the churches kind of alone. That should placate them. See, this is what's dangerous about Republicans. They turn the water, they boil you gradually. If you have a Democrat, you're going to understand where these people are coming from. Understand that these people are at war with us. And they come to you, when you've got a war, you've got two different kinds of enemies. You have the soldiers who wear uniforms, and you can understand who they are. That's the Democrat Party. And then you have the people who dress and act like you, and they talk like you, and they're called spies, and that's the Republican Party. They will stab you in the back. They'll slit your throat when you're not looking. How do you treat, when you capture a time of war, how do you treat a soldier wearing uniform? Well, there's codes of conduct, and Western civilization has said, well, there's certain things that you're not going to be allowed to do. Of course, that is often ignored, but the law says that you treat them with respect. What do you do with spies? You hang them. Why Texas Governor Abbott's face mask order is not what it seems, writes Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute. Today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued yet another executive order on the coronavirus outbreak while the Texas state legislature continues to slumber while collecting paychecks for no work. Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. That's what they do. That's what everybody's going to do now, right? Well, just issue pieces of paper, and then you would trade them in for goods and services. But wait a minute, who's providing the goods and services? Well, of course, the legislature doesn't provide anything good, and they do no one any service. They do have a duty that they're not doing. So as Daniel McAdams points out, he says the mainstream media predictably is misreporting the executive order as, quote, a statewide face covering requirement for Texans. Actually, there is a problem with the way it's written. He says that it's worded in such an obtuse manner that this misinterpretation of the executive order will be likely universal in Texas. Here's the important part of the written order, not the threat that went out over telephones, cell phones. Every person in Texas shall wear a face covering over the nose and mouth when inside a commercial entity or other building or space open to the public, or when in an outdoor public space, whether it is not wherever it is not feasible to maintain 6 feet of social distancing from another person not in the same household. Now, as McAdams says, the comma after the word space is essential. It establishes outdoor public space as a clause within the sentence, meaning that both indoor and outdoor are covered in the exception wherever it is not feasible to maintain 6 feet of social distancing. We'll talk more about this. Was this an intentional playing both sides by the governor, or is it just sloppy work?
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus, PQQ, the Tokyo 10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Next to iodine spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, and to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain.
All right, we're looking at Abbott's face mask order that he put out just in time to remind you that you're not free on 4th of July. You are a slave. And the take from Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute was that they left a comma in there. Now, you can read that comma as saying that you got to wear a face mask. And this is important, even if you don't live in Texas. Look at the text. There's a lot of ways that we can fight this and must fight this. Whether or not this was intended, Texans, this is your way to fight this imposition, this outrageous imposition of a fine for not wearing a face mask as this pandemic is petering out. They're getting all this stuff in place because they know that the fall is coming. They got to stretch this out through the summer. And they want to keep people, they're going to get some people seriously injured with this, having face masks on in the heat in Texas during the summer. Were you trying to kill some people, Governor Abbott? Hey, Abbott. Anyway, this comma here, as McAdams is saying, says, well, you know, what this says is that indoor or outdoor, if you can't maintain social distancing, you need to wear a mask, is what he's saying. Critically important, as it means that even in stores or other indoor spaces, masks are not required as long as it is possible to social distance. This would include every grocery store and reasonably sized commercial establishment. In other words, this order was purposely written to be misinterpreted. Perception is 99% of the reality, particularly among county and local officials who will misread this, probably intentionally, as a green light to crack down hard. But his order is worded in such a way, Abbott says, such a purposely weasel-like manner that it will be universally accepted and reported as such, and is already being so reported. And then he goes on to quote the law, the specific Texas legal code. Again, you can find this. I'm not going to read it on the air, but you can find the article is on Zero Hedge, why Texas Governor Abbott's face mask order is not what it seems. If you want to read the order, the Texas legal code also, the reference there, states that the governor declared state of emergency can only last for 30 days. An authority to extend that state of emergency, he has, but it is subject to the actions of the legislature, except that the legislature has taken a powder. They're nowhere to be found. They're just collecting a paycheck and staying at home, like so many other people. The relevant part of that Texas code says the legislature by law may terminate a state of disaster at any time. So you understand, it's not just Governor Abbott, but it's the passive Republicans who are in the majority who decide that they won't show up and stop the state of emergency imposed by him. On termination by the legislature, the governor shall issue an executive order ending the state of disaster. And then he also calls out, rightfully so, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who went on and said, yeah, before this was imposed, he goes on air, and I played that clip for you, where he says, I don't really care. I think we're listening to Fauci too much, right? We don't need to listen to Fauci. That's what he says, and yet what he does is he listens to Fauci. Dan Patrick loves to bluster about being a champion of civil liberties, recently blasting Fauci to earn red meat political points. But unfortunately, when it comes to actually standing up for Texans who are seeing their livelihoods destroyed, who are seeing their civil liberties trampled, who are seeing an out-of-control governor ruling by decree in a manner that would have made King George blush, he's all hat and no cattle, as we say here in Texas. All hat and no cattle Republicans. As we very clearly explained in today's Ron Paul Liberty Report, the reason for the spike in Texas COVID cases is a massive ramping up of testing. Come on in. It's all free. And not only is it free, but it's also inaccurate. And they need to have the test in order to be able to be solvent because they get bonuses. The government has incentivized positive testing. The Texas State Department of Health Services in mid-May, Texas County and local officials expressed concern that ramping up testing and lowering the threshold to declaring probable COVID cases, and we exposed this a week and a half ago at InfoWars. The Rob Dew report. Rob and Alex, the whistleblower, sent this in from Collin County. The people saying, wait a minute, are you're telling me that's how you're going to count somebody as being positive for COVID, that they're just in proximity to somebody else that you may have run a test on or may not have run a test on? In other words, it just multiplies. We assume this person's got it because they were in proximity to somebody we know has it. And then that person was in proximity to somebody else. So they said, this is going to give us 15 times the number of cases that we really have. People who seek delayed surgeries, other medical procedures classified as COVID cases, even if they're not sick. Yeah, this is politics, folks. This is politics, and it is superstition, not science. As I said over the weekend, I tweeted it out. I said, we have a PC GOP. Political correctness is part of that, but these people are really passive, cowering GOP or partnering, complicit GOP. Are they passive or are they partnering with the globalists and the New World Order for their eugenics endgame of vaccines? Well, let's just take a look at where these Republicans are. We've had Lamar Alexander, Tennessee Republican, called on Trump to start wearing a mask. You got to set a good example, he said. You got Mike Pence. You got Mitch McConnell urging Americans to wear masks. You got Mitt Romney, of course. Oh, it'd be very helpful for Trump to start wearing a mask and encourage mask usage. Mitch McConnell, put on mask. It's not complicated. Just put it on. That's right. It is not complicated, Mitch. It is for the simple-minded. Very simple. Liz Cheney, of course, and her tweeting about her Darth Vader father, saying real men wear masks. Yeah, real men don't start wars that kill millions of people either. You know, old Dick Cheney could not possibly kill as many people, even if he had the bubonic plague, which is now coming back in China as well. That's going to be the next thing, right? He could have Ebola. And he could be running around licking women like Joe Biden, and he still wouldn't kill as many people as he did with his pen and his wars over weapons of mass destruction. Republican Governor Hutchinson from Arkansas, criticizing President Trump this last weekend, said Trump should have been wearing face coverings. Well, now we have seen Asa Hutchinson. He's now taken off his mask. And we now know whose side he is on. Neil Cavuto, shouting down Andy Biggs, a congressman from Arizona, furious that Andy Biggs would tell the truth, that he would say this is political, that President Trump needs to shut down this coronavirus task force because they're destroying President Trump presidency. They're destroying the country and so forth. Neil Cavuto got really angry about that on Fox News. And, of course, DNews.com says Biggs also claimed, despite widespread evidence to the contrary, that face masks are ineffective in preventing the spread of coronavirus. No, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. You got the New Jersey Governor Murphy, a Democrat. It's almost undebatable that we should have a national mask requirement. Well, come and take it. Come and take it. We might as well start here before we get to the vaccine, because that's what they're laying the groundwork for. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just happened on Tuesday morning, driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the Tokyo 10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Soul X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Turbo Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I got just a little bit more I want to say about this face mask stuff, because understand, folks, this is the tip of the spear. This is the focus of tyranny right now. They're establishing the precedent that they can force you to do something that has no medical or legal basis. Once they're able to do that, they can then force vaccines on you. And there's a lot of parallels between masks and vaccines. The idea that you cannot be protected if I don't wear a mask, even if you do wear a mask. You cannot be protected if I'm not vaccinated, even if you are vaccinated. That's what they tell us. And then, of course, in both of these, as we're going to see here, you have the fact that the masks are actually like vaccines. have their own risk to healthy people. So the first rule of medicine should be, and always used to be, first, do no harm. Going all the way back to the Greek philosopher and physician Galen. But of course, that is not what is happening here in America. And of course, the whole idea of informed consent, as the pedophile lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, and I call him that because he has been the lawyer for pedophiles. Whether or not he is involved, this still remains to be seen. But he has defended Jeffrey Epstein successfully in the past. And that same guy proudly says that he will argue before the Supreme Court that the government has the right to take you by force and forcibly inject you. See, governments don't have rights. That's why I don't like to talk about states' rights when we talk about the Civil War. States have powers. And those powers are limited by the Constitution. And every person at every level, whether it's federal or state, swears to uphold the Constitution and to abide by those limitations on their power. And once they ignore legitimate authority, they have no authority of their own. That's what I would argue. But in the end, it's all going to come down to force. It always does. You can have all the arguments that you want before these politically appointed judges at every level, Supreme Court and otherwise, but it's going to come down to force. And these people are going to try to force this on you. You need to know, in the meantime, what your rights are. Who knows? Maybe we can forestall this. Maybe cooler heads will prevail, but it's not looking that way right now. West Texas Hollywood, I'm sorry, not West Texas, but we got something in West Texas, but we got West Hollywood Sheriff's Station is going to start citing people for not wearing a face covering, reported proudly by CBS LA. The New York Times is wringing their hands because in West Texas, they say there's lingering distrust in public health measures as the virus is spreading. They said the coronavirus is preventing people from going back to work and paying their rent. Evictions have begun, often targeting vulnerable people such as unauthorized immigrants. That's what they're calling them now, unauthorized. They're not even undocumented, they're just unauthorized. No, they're foreign citizens criminally trespassing, New York Times. And of course, they're the only ones the New York Times cares about. You Americans who lost your businesses, lost your jobs, oh, you can go pound sand. New York Times doesn't care about you. It's only about these poor illegal aliens, these foreign citizens criminally trespassing. Oh, well, they're not going to be able to pay their rent. Well, then go back home. In Lubbock, 250,000 people, there were 184 people who tested positive for the virus. Did they have symptoms? We don't know. Did anybody die? I guarantee you they didn't, because if they did, they would be trumpeting that at the top. Look at this, how many people died in Lubbock from coronavirus, and you're not wearing masks? Instead, they say, well, we had this many people test positive. Are you positive that the test is accurate? Did they have any symptoms? Whatever. Anyway, yet for many conservatives, says the New York Times, for those stupid conservatives, even those with the virus now at their very door. Think about that, 184 people out of 250,000, not even one in a thousand. How many people were shot in Chicago over the weekend? Killed. Anyway, for those people, even though the virus is now at their door in El Paso, the resurgence has not changed their opinions, but it has hardened them. For those Texans, trust in government is gone if it was ever there to begin with. And then they went to a newly opened hamburger restaurant just outside Lubbock, and they asked people about Governor Abbott. And Mark Stewart, who was there with his wife and children and several other families at a gathering for locals who homeschool. So they haven't been drinking the Kool-Aid of Marxism at the government schools. President Trump called that out. He said, he said the same thing I've been saying for a long time. You know, the schools are teaching our children to hate America. They don't teach them anything about American history. They give them lies and misinformation. If they didn't give them misinformation, they'd have no information at all. And really, they don't have too much information. They have deliberately dumbed them down. That's the purpose of the schools. Keep them ignorant. Keep them dependent. Keep them completely devoid of facts and to keep them from thinking critically. But these are homeschoolers we're talking about. And so one of the fathers who's there says, it seems like Abbott has been influenced by Fauci and the left. They said nobody in the 18-person group of homeschoolers, which squeezed around several tables outside, wore masks. or made an attempt to stay distant. Isn't that amazing? Boy, these rebels. See, we are not now, we're not just the deplorables, we're the diseased lepers of society. And we have to be purged. This is what the New York Times and the mainstream media and the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are all pushing. Quote, "This is the first time we've met each other and we don't care," said Mr. Stewart's wife, adding that other people might take precautions when they're together and stay far apart. Texas has all kinds of people, but we are done with all that. Good for them. They're no longer participating in the, it's not a pandemic, it's a pantomime. It's an act. You know, it's theater, right? It's political theater. All the world is a stage. And we know exactly what the script is on this one, don't we? We know where this is headed. And then the New York Times scolds them. Such attitudes present a daunting challenge for local leaders trying to contain a resurgent outbreak, especially in solidly Republican areas where mandatory public health measures can generate swift opposition. Over the weekend, I took my wife to a restaurant, which we'll never be going back to again. We walked into this small restaurant, and they had bench seating, and they had people from different families sitting on the same kind of picnic benches. And we walked in, and they said, you have to wear a mask. And every person sitting there, whether, you know, they had ordered food, and they're waiting for their food, and they didn't have a mask. You had people who were eating, and of course, they were not wearing a mask. But the people who had just, as soon as you sat down, you can take off your mask. And so my wife said, well, nobody else here is wearing a mask. Why do I have to wear a mask? You know, the staff was wearing a mask. That's fine. You want to wear a mask? I don't have a problem with you wearing a mask. I have a problem with you ordering me to wear a mask. And I said, why is it that everybody here that is seated doesn't have a mask and you won't seat me? See, I have to wear a mask in order to get a seat at the table. And then I can take my mask off. This is not science, folks. This is not law. This is superstition. This is garbage superstition. Everybody in that restaurant, and it was pretty full. It was more than 50% full. So they weren't following that order. I said, get the owner. So the owner comes out wearing her mask. And I said, are you telling me that I've got to have a mask in order to sit down? And then I can take it off immediately? You have to wear a mask. That's all she would say. She just kept repeating, you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. I'm not going to seat you. And it's like, well, you won't ever be seating me here again because I will never, ever come back to this restaurant. And I had one person as we were turned, I turned around and walked away and one person started to clap. And then I went off. I was in radio mode. And I said, you all know that this is garbage. You all know that this is a lie. Why are these people playing around with this lie? Why are they trying to control you? Don't let them control you. We'll be right back. I have to calm down here. We'll take a quick break.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response, you order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue, greater absorption, so good for your whole body, so essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12, super high-quality B12, again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off, and so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Real quickly, we're going to talk about, just briefly, to back up the fact that I'm not just angry because I'm being ordered around illegally, but also the fact that this is junk science. We have the New York Times proudly talking about, on the political side, a Kansas GOP official forced to remove a cartoon comparing the mask order to the Holocaust. A Republican county chair in Kansas has apologized for posting a cartoon that invoked the Holocaust to criticize the governor's order there requiring Kansans to wear masks. Again, this is everywhere. This is stepping up even as the virus is fading away. Even as the case fatality rates that they were telling us have now been proven as a lie, even though they're junk science. Don't wear the mask. Wear the mask because it's good for morale. Oh, just wear the mask. You got to wear the mask, okay? That type of thing. This is the way that it goes, folks. This is not really a stretch. What was it about the Nazis? Well, you know, just exercising arbitrary power. Unrestrained arbitrary power will wind up with exactly that type of thing. And we already have a kind of racism that is being pushed as part of this race war here in America. The only question is going to be, when is that going to happen? And which group is it going to be that's going to be put into the concentration camps and the gas chambers? That's the only question that is there. So we got lawsuits against these mask ordinances being filed across the country. A lot of people are pushing back on this, but quite frankly, this is all going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to say the government has the right to do anything to you that they wish. The Supreme Court has already upheld the fact that the government can subject you to dangerous, unproven. That's one of the reasons why you had Dershowitz say he'll defend it, because he's already got a precedent there. They've already said that the government can expose you to dangerous, untested medical treatments without your informed consent. You thought that the Nuremberg Code applied here in the United States? Well, not when the Supreme Court says it doesn't. I mean, they don't even pay attention to our own Constitution, let alone to a treaty. And, of course, that was all shoved aside as we brought in our Nazi scientists and created the program that we now have Fauci and Collins presiding over, along with the CDC, our bioweapons programs. But let's just briefly review some of the science here. Going back to April the 1st of this year, you had a couple of doctors, one of them retired professor, University of Illinois, Chicago, but both of them national experts on respiratory protection and infectious diseases, Brusseau and Sietsema, I think is the way you pronounce the other doctor's name. But in this paper, they point out, in response to the stream of misinformation and misunderstanding about the nature and the role of masks and respirators as source control or personal protective equipment. In other words, they look at it from both areas, right? This gets right to the issue of, are you protected if I don't wear one, right? So let's assume that I'm sick, because that's the assumption that everybody is making about everybody. Everybody is sick with this stuff, right? And so I'm the source, and then you have to protect yourself from me. So do the masks work on one side or the other, or does it have to be both of them, or does it not work either way? Well, here's what the respiratory and infectious diseases experts said. They wrote a paper on it. They felt strongly enough about it. We critically review the topic to inform ongoing COVID-19 decision-making that relies on science-based data and professional expertise. They said, of course, it is strongly supported, the data that we see strongly supports the idea that it's being transferred by droplets and aerosol near the source. And they say, there is, however, no scientific evidence that these masks are effective in reducing the risk of COVID-19 transmission. Their use may result in those wearing the mask to relax other distancing efforts because they have a sense of protection. Oh, you know, it's kind of like you alter the way you drive when you've got all these wonderful safety features on your car, and it turns out that the fatality rate doesn't change. Anyway, we need to preserve the supply of surgical masks for those who are at-risk healthcare workers. Again, same thing that Fauci was saying. Except that, of course, when Fauci was saying that, he said, well, we lied to you about it because we had to keep it for our heroes. You're expendable, but, you know, healthcare workers, we've got to protect them. We only got a limited number of masks here, right? Well, we all had bandanas. We all had cloth masks. We all had paper napkins and toilet paper that we could staple rubber bands to. And I'm not exaggerating. I showed you the picture of the person who sent that to me. He said they were chasing him around Target, demanding that he put on a tissue paper that was held on his ears with rubber bands. Well, we had all that stuff when Fauci and all these people were telling us that it wasn't necessary. Now they're mandating that kind of stuff. And again, I could have gotten service in the restaurant if I'd walked in and put a piece of toilet tissue on my face or a hamburger wrapper. She would have seated me and my wife, and then we could have promptly taken off that ridiculous, ineffective contraption, that symbol of servile slavery. These scientists go on to say, sweeping mask recommendations, as many have proposed. And remember, this was written back at the beginning of April, 3 months ago. This will not reduce COVID-19 transmission, as evidenced by the widespread practice of wearing such masks in Hubei province, China, before and during its mass COVID-19 transmission experience earlier this year. In other words, we'd already had a big experiment. We'd already seen that everybody in China, in Wuhan, and that whole province were wearing the mask. It didn't do anything to stop the transmission. So why would we think it's going to work now when the fatality rates are dropping? They also say cloth masks will be ineffective, whether worn as source control or as PPE. Understand, if I'm sick and I have a cloth mask, that isn't going to protect you either. Why? Well, they said surgical masks likely have some other utility as source control if it is a symptomatic patient. So what they're saying is, if you've got somebody that is symptomatic, and we now know, because this is 3 months ago, we now know that it's not transmitted by asymptomatic patients. We also know that it doesn't survive very long on surfaces, especially outdoors where there's UV light. And what these people who are experts at respiratory disease said, well, it might have a little bit of use if you put the mask on somebody who is a patient who's sick. But it isn't really going to protect you when you're wearing it. And then it goes deeper than that, much deeper than that. As a matter of fact, when you look at a 2019 medical study, which was done before it became a political football, Dr. David Lang of Wisconsin says face mask is basically a giant Petri dish that you have strapped onto your face. Let me repeat that. It is basically a giant Petri dish that you have strapped on your face. Respiratory pathogens at the outer surface of the used medical mask may result in self-contamination. The risk is higher with longer duration of mask use. Respiratory pathogens may be present on used masks layers and lead to infection of the wearer. While using masks or during long periods of time of reusing them, these pathogens may cause infection through hand or skin contamination, ingestion, or mucous membrane contact. And they said of the 38 mask samples that they used in their study, one or more of the viruses were isolated from 10.5% of the samples, two from the middle section of the mask and two from the right sections of the mask. In other words, what they were pointing out was the places where your mask is going to get contaminated and dirty are going to be the very places that you are touching it, touching your face. Again, goes back to the cartoon that Eric Peters had last week of the dog looking at his owner and the owner having one of the cone of shames around his head. And he says, it's just for my own good. I've got to stop touching my face, right? Except that's exactly what the mask does. And we've had doctors warn about that, said, look, you know, for people who are medical professionals, they have to constantly be trained about this, nagged about this, criticized by their coworkers. To not touch, you know, do not touch your, do not adjust your mask and so forth. But these are, again, not even N95 masks. What's an N95 mask? It means it's going to catch 95% of the particles that are larger than the COVID-19 virus particle. Except the virus, the COVID-19, you might as well wear a crocheted mask with big gaps on it. And, I guess that's, if I would have worn one of those, I could have gotten a seat in the restaurant and then promptly taken the stupid thing off. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened with the Declaration of Independence. And we're going to talk about what happened at Mount Rushmore. We're going to talk about the two faces of CNN and how they have been two-faced about the four faces at Mount Rushmore. Is it stolen land? What does this tell us about our history? And I don't know, maybe before we get into that, we'll have a little bit of light news about Joe Biden. I need some comic relief because this is kind of heavy. So stay with us. Folks, we have a great special right now. Still, our 4th of July special is up at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Big savings on items like DNA Force Plus. We have Winter Sun Plus, 50% off as well. Free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun, Vitamin D. It's going to boost your immune system. InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, it's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to talk in this next hour about the Declaration of Dependence that we now have in America and our coming slavery as the chains, the high-tech chains are being forged on us that are far more severe and threatening than any chains made out of iron. We're going to talk about that coming up. We're going to talk about what happened at Rushmore over the weekend. And we're going to throw out again the crowdsource. I'm going to put out the number in a little bit. In the next segment, I'm going to reread the email from the man who is trapped in Beijing. Can't get out of there asking for ideas of how to get out of Beijing. I'll lay that out again and take some phone calls about that. Because that's something that a lot of people are facing around the world, not just one individual. But in this segment here, I want to talk a little bit about Joe Biden. Benighted Joe Biden. What world is this guy living in? You know, you got to kind of envy Joe Biden. He doesn't really understand what's happening here. He doesn't see America crumbling. He's living in his own little fantasy world there. As a matter of fact, I'll give you an example. Let's play video clip number one, just to introduce where Joe Biden is at this moment. Video clip number one.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
There you go. You hear that? I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden. Now, to put that in context, in all fairness to Joe, he was speaking to the NEA, the National Education Association, their annual conference, and the union president had just introduced, was introducing him and pointing out that Joe Biden's wife, Jill Biden, was a member of the NEA. Now, as Breitbart points out, it is largely a compulsory organization. You want to teach in school, most places you got to join that organization. So it isn't like she really necessarily supports it. It's just you have to do that to have a job. I had to, when I worked as a musician, I had to join the Teamsters Union. Talk about an odd couple. Me and the Teamsters Union. And I wasn't really too happy about the way they treated me in that union either. Anyway, so then he introduced himself. I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden. And then, of course, there was this. Let's play video clip number two.
We can't end up in the same scratchy and distribution problems that we had in testing.
You hear that? He said scratching. We can't end up in the same scratching and distribution problems that we had in testing. Let's play that again. Just so people can hear it again. Listen to this. We can't have the same scratching and distribution problems we had in testing. Play it again.
We can't end up in the same scratchy and distribution problems that we had in testing.
I have no idea what he's saying. I don't think he has any idea what he is saying. But, of course, as Breitbart points out, the fake political media are partnering with Joe Biden to basically pretend that there is somebody at home. There is nobody at home. While we're talking about the election, there is some good news. I'll just mention it briefly. And the good news has happened in the primaries. You know, as I was saying, we got the GOP from the state government on up, for the most part, is just falling in line with the Democrats on this lockdown. And so at the primary level, this is where we have a chance to get in some good people. And perhaps we have had some good people get in. I have a lot of hopes for Burgess Owens. He has won a GOP primary in Utah. So hopefully he is going to advance Burgess Owens, a former NFL player, he has his head on straight. He understands exactly what's going on. He understands the destruction of the black middle class that has been accomplished through these policies. A very strong candidate. And then a very interesting candidate who defeated an incumbent as well, a Republican. And both of these incumbents were supported by President Trump. Many of them endorsed by President Trump. One of them was backing the green card giveaway for big tech and endorsed by Trump. That one was defeated. Another one was also defeated by a woman who in her restaurant has all of her servers openly carrying firearms.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the W10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. At the beginning of the show, I said that I'd received an email. And again, if you want to email me, you can find me at davidknightshow@protonmail.com. davidknightshow@protonmail.com. And that email you'll find listed at my Twitter account, Libertarian. But I got an email asking me if I had any advice. Said, I'm a Canadian in Beijing, China. Lucky me, I've been stranded here for more than 6 months. Every time I buy a plane ticket home, they cancel it. And this has happened 3 times now. I've contacted the Canadian government and embassy with no avail. That's right, because, you know, when you're abroad, don't expect any help from your home country embassy. They don't really care. Just like the government doesn't care to protect its citizens at home. As a matter of fact, they're the ones who are jailing us here. But he has a different kind of situation, as he points out, situation there. He says, it seems like there are thousands of tourists, like me, stranded all over the world with little to no press coverage. Do you have any advice that might help me to get back home? The government expects me to survive with no money and no job for an indefinite period of time or until the borders reopen. Do you have any ideas how I can get home? So I gave him an idea of what I would suggest, what I would do in his position. I want to throw this open to callers. If you've got any ideas, or if you just want to join the program on what I'm going to be talking about here, because I'm talking about the 4th of July here and our Constitution, where we are. And then I'm going to take calls to see if we can, give him any ideas of what he, how he might be able to get back, because I'm sure there's other people that are in the same situation. That number is going to be 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. If you want to join the program and let's crowdsource a solution to escape from that prison to this prison, which is at least he would be with friends and family, have a way to earn money perhaps, unlike being trapped in Beijing. All right, let's talk a little bit about the 4th of July. I guess this year I have seen just one declaration of dependence after the other. And as I said at the beginning of the program, I didn't feel like celebrating 4th of July at all for any reason whatsoever this year. And then my wife and I went to a restaurant, and we were kicked out. Even though everybody sitting in the restaurant had no mask on, we walked in without a mask. You've got to wear a mask to get a seat. And then as soon as you get a seat, you can take your mask off. You can leave it off while you're ordering, while you're waiting for your food, while you're eating your food, while you're waiting to pay for your food. Everybody there was seated and had no mask, but we had to be kicked out because we didn't have a mask. Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people have their eyes wide shut to this, as you guys are pulling up that. But let's talk about what is going on with the Declaration of Dependence. You know, as we look at all these monuments being taken down, we now had a statue of Frederick Douglass vandalized and toppled. Now, this is a black guy who was an escaped slave. He educated himself, was a very articulate defender of freedom, and yet his statue has now been taken down in Rochester, New York. Frederick Douglass was an author, activist, noted orator. His autobiography, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, was written in 1845. Douglass was a name that he adopted after he freed himself from bondage. After many failed attempts at liberation, he finally made it to New York, and he found refuge in the home of David Ruggles, an abolitionist who ran a safe house, keeping him safe from the Supreme Court that would have sent him back into slavery if he had been caught. Those judicial supremacists, right? And I just want to read to you the thing that struck a chord with me this year. Because this year, I identify with Frederick Douglass in the essay, actually it was a speech that he gave to the Anti-Slavery Association in Rochester, as a ladies' anti-slavery association in 1852. What to the slave is the 4th of July? Because as I look at this, and I look at our land of freedom, I just don't see it anymore. But he had some interesting things to say. It's a very long speech. I'm not going to read all of it. I just wanted to read you a couple of quotes from it, because in it, he talked about the people who had founded the country. And as Frederick Douglass's statue was removed this last weekend, I don't think that he would be on the side of the people who are removing the statues. He had a lot of good things to say about the people who founded this country. He said, this 4th of July is a birthday of your national independence and of your political freedom. This to you is what the Passover was to the emancipated people of God. It carries your minds back to the day and to the act of your great deliverance and to the signs and to the wonders associated with that act and that day. This celebration also marks the beginning of another year of your national life and reminds you that the Republic of America, notice he didn't say the democracy, he said the Republic, he's very well educated. Frederick Douglass says the Republic of America is now 76 years old. That's all it was. He said, were the nation older, the patriot's heart might be sadder and the reformer's brow heavier. Oh, yes, it is now, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know any patriots who are happy with this situation. I don't know anybody who wants to reform this situation, who isn't concerned about it. He said, but your fathers who had not adopted the fashionable idea this day, what is the fashionable idea of the day that he was talking about when the nation was only 76 years old? Well, the fashionable idea of the day was the infallibility of government. Oh, wait a minute. You mean like people like Fauci and all these governors issuing their executive orders in defiance of the Constitution? The infallibility of government and the absolute character of its acts presumed to differ from the home government in respect to the wisdom and the justice of some of those burdens and restraints? He said they went so far in their excitement as to pronounce the measures of government unjust, unreasonable, oppressive, altogether such as ought not to be quietly submitted to. He said, the people who founded your country, Frederick Douglass said, feeling themselves harshly and unjustly treated by the home government, your fathers, like men of honesty, like men of spirit, earnestly sought redress. They petitioned and remonstrated, and they did so in a decorous, respectful, and loyal manner. Their conduct was wholly unexceptionable. This, however, did not answer the purpose. They saw themselves treated with sovereign indifference, coldness, and scorn, yet they persevered. They were not men to look back. The greatest and the best of British statesmen admitted its injustice. You know, people like William Pitt, who the Americans named the town I used to live in, Pittsburgh, Chatham County. He became Lord Chatham. He sided with the colonists. The best of the British sided with the colonists, but they were in the minority. He said, with a blindness that seemed to be unvarying characteristic of tyrants, since Pharaoh and his hosts were drowned in the Red Sea, the British government persisted in the exactions complained of. I've said that the Declaration of Independence is the ring bolt to the chain of your nation's destiny. So indeed I regard it. The principles contained in that instrument are saving principles. Stand by those principles. Be true to them on all occasions, in all places, against all foes, at whatever cost, and even against fake pandemics that have a case fatality rate that is no different from the flu. Frederick Douglass goes on to say, the population of the country at the time stood at the insignificant number of 3 million. The country was poor when it came to the munitions of war. The population was weak, scattered, the country a wilderness unsubdued. There were then no means of concert and combination such as exist now. Neither steam nor lightning had then been reduced to order and discipline. In other words, they didn't have any way to defend themselves. It was just their determination. Fellow citizens, I'm not wanting in respect for the fathers of this republic, said Frederick Douglass. He said, the signers of the Declaration of Independence were brave men. They were great men, too, great enough to give fame to a great age. It does not often happen to a nation to raise, at one time, such a number of truly great men. The point from which I am compelled to view them is not, certainly, the most favorable, because he was an escaped slave. He said, and yet I cannot contemplate their great deeds with less than admiration. I don't think Frederick Douglass would have torn down their statues, do you? But he had his torn down by the Marxist mob, by the white Marxists who said they're there for Black Lives Matter.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Again, that number if you want to join the program is 888-201-2244. We have a couple of people who are on the line with ideas about what the Canadian who wrote me, who is trapped in Beijing, can do. We're going to go to them in just a second. Also, we have a lady in Florida who suffers from asthma and from face mask mandates at the same time. And that's a very serious situation. I had a cousin. My father always struggled with asthma his entire life. I have a cousin who died from an asthma attack in the 90s. So this is a very serious issue, folks. The ham-fisted, one-size-fits-all, non-scientific, non-legal mandates are a real issue. And so I want to hear from her as well. I just want to say one more thing here. When we're looking at this, what to the slave is the 4th of July speech from Frederick Douglass. I was just getting to the point where he was talking about the people who had led this revolution. And as he said, it's not very often that we see in a nation this many great men rise at once, like we saw during the American Revolution. That's very true. I believe it was an act of God. He says, a point from which I am compelled to view them is not certainly the most favorable. Because, again, he grew up as a slave. He escaped. And he was speaking to people on the 5th of July. About that. And he says, and yet I cannot contemplate their great deeds with less than admiration. They were statesmen, patriots, heroes. And for the good that they did, and for the principles that they contended for, I will unite with you to honor their memory. In other words, he wasn't going to say that we had to eradicate and destroy America because these people who fought for their own freedom also enslaved other people. He said, we take the good that they did. We honor them for the good that they did and for the principles that they contended for. That was what Frederick Douglass said. He said, they love their country better than their own private interest, and though this is not the highest form of human excellence, when exhibited, it ought to command respect. Your fathers staked their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor on the cause of their country, and in their admiration of liberty, they lost sight of all other interests. They were peacemen, but they preferred revolution to peaceful submission to bondage. They were quiet men, but they did not shrink from agitating against oppression. They showed forbearance, but that they knew its limits. They believed in order, but not in the order of tyranny. And with them, nothing was settled that was not right. With them, justice, liberty, humanity were final, not slavery and oppression. You may well cherish the memory of such men. They were great in their day and generation, and their solid manhood stands out the more as we contrast it with these degenerate times. Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass. How degenerate is this time? And so he says, what to the American slave is your 4th of July? And we have to ask that question today of ourselves. What do we do to escape this slavery? He said, I answer, a day that reveals to him more than any other day of the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boasted liberty, an unholy license. Your national greatness, swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. Your denunciation of tyrants, brass, fronted impudence. Your shouts of liberty and equality, a hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, hypocrisy. We call ourselves free, and yet we're told by the governor of California you can't sing in church, even with a mask on your face. Are we slaves? I look at this country, and I am as disgusted with America in 2020, with the hypocrisy, with the servility, the slavery that is here already, as Frederick Douglass was in his day. He goes on to say, "There is not a nation on earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of this United States at this very hour." And I second that motion. We have blood on our hands, Americans. We have unending wars. We have systems of slavery that have been designed for decades that are now being implemented right now because of a false narrative, a patently absurd narrative that you're playing along with. And you're helping them to put the chains on your hands and on your children and your grandchildren. Their surveillance state, the high-tech slavery. All of this, not just imported, but exported globally to everybody, just like we export our undeclared, unchristian, unjustified wars that never end, like Afghanistan. You know, when I look at this, we have John Bolton now changing his tune. You know, he was the one who was pushing out this Russian bounty stuff. Why is that a scandal, even if true? Why are we still there? Why isn't that the scandal? As I was saying last week with Gerald Celente, you know, why is the fact that, you know, we got Americans who are constantly being killed there? Because we're there. Because we have people in the Pentagon telling President Trump, you can't bring them home. And Trump says, oh, okay. Okay. Never mind. And you have people like Bolton, who claims to care that there's an assassination list on people when he put assassination lists on people. We have unending, unjustified wars, as Caitlin Johnstone said, seriously, just get the hell out of Afghanistan. What are you waiting for? And as Fee.org says, with only four exceptions, Senate Republicans just abandoned America First foreign policy in Afghanistan. And that, of course, is Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Mike Braun, Steve Daines. They were the only ones who want to get out of Afghanistan. Everybody else just wants to stay there forever. We have blood on our hands in America. We have perversion in our schools. Pedophiles that we allow to train our kids. I mean, when we look at this, as I said before, it is very rare, as Frederick Douglass pointed out, to see great men like the founders of this country rise up all at once in one nation. I believe that was an act of God, and I believe what we see happening right now is an act of God. And we better wake up, because it's not just the surveillance, it's not just the wars, it's not just the lockdowns. It is the biological warfare, the transhumanism that's coming out of these very organizations like the NIH, like the CDC. Francis Collins sequencing the human genome and then going to the NIH and say, we're going to do mind control. We're going to have the Human Connectome Project, and we're going to be able to transfer minds. We're going to live forever and all this other kind of, these people are Nazi scientists. They're as bad as the Nazi scientists that we brought in after World War II because we wanted biological and chemical warfare. And they're tolerated for the same reasons. And if you want to know why we're going into slavery, why the best among us, the people who should be remembered and celebrated, their memories are being denigrated, along with Frederick Douglass, this is why. All right, when we come back, we're going to take those phone calls. Stay with us. Again, if you got any ideas about that, we also have Jesse in Florida, the face mask and asthma dilemma. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off body. Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the W10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Soul X2. Next to iodine spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying of the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band.on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax. Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back, and we're going to try to crowdsource a solution to a crime that has been committed. And this is a victim who contacted me, and Canadian, and stuck in Beijing, China. And because of these travel rule restrictions and so forth, he's tried three times to get out, and three times the plane flight has been canceled because Delta requires 60% capacity to go forward with flight, so they just keep canceling his tickets. Meanwhile, as he points out, he is kept prisoner in a foreign land. which is even worse than being kept prisoner at home, as the rest of us are. And so I gave him an idea, and I'll tell you what I told him after I talked to a couple people who have called in with solutions, because I want to hear your solutions first. So let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Thank you for holding. Johnny, go ahead. You got an idea?
Yeah. Thanks, David. I have a short, medium, and long-term solution. The short-term solution, I think maybe at some level of consciousness, you realize yourself by talking about crowdsourcing. I think you were consciously thinking about crowdsourcing of ideas, but maybe subconsciously you were thinking of crowdsource funding. I think a lot of people will be sympathetic to the cause, because that's I see people worldwide are really pushing back. I mean, of course, there's been a lot of unacceptable things that have happened. But I'll just give you an example from Denmark, which is, you know, the land of social compliance and everything like that. But even in this land, people are getting tired of it. The doctors and gyms were supposed to open in August, and they already opened on June 8th. Now, whenever something like that happens, and the NWO does something against its best interest, you always have to ask yourself why. Out of the goodness of their heart? Out of divine intervention? Well, maybe. But much more likely, because they realize there's only so much they can push it. And I think in general, they've just pushed it too far. Mm-hmm. Now, the medium and long-term solution, I think, is a rather obvious one, a class action suit against the governments, because there's so much scientific evidence out there that this is a false pandemic based on a false disease.
Yes.
Based on invariably unreliable diagnostic tests, 80% false, up to 80% false positives, and up to 40% false negatives for an unisolated virus. There's lots out there. One thing in particular, I don't know if you saw it, was this wonderful London Real electronic roundtable between 150 and 164 doctors and nurses, headed by Dr. Rashid Buttar. And these people were, it was about 2 hours. And basically, they agreed with pretty much, you know, everything that, you know, we're saying about the COVID-19. So there's hard scientific evidence out there, and it needs to see the light of day. And although, you know, judicial supremacy can be a problem, especially if the judicial is ruling the wrong way. And by wrong way, I mean unconstitutionally. Bear in mind that one thing Trump has indubitably done a very good job of is appointing judges, and young judges, so they'll be there a long time. He's gotten 217 of his federal judicial nominations approved, and there are a lot more, something like 67% more. Before his first term is to have expired. Now, just to put that in context, the record for a U.S. president is 383 by Ron Reagan, but that was over 8 years. This isn't even 4 years.
So yeah, I agree. But I think that, you know, we look at Kavanaugh and we look at Gorsuch and some decisions that they've already had, as well as Roberts. I think it is folly to put our hope into packing a judicial system that has to be put in check by all the other, you know, by the people, by the states, and by other branches of the federal government. I think that's the correct way to approach this, because a lot of the people that are being picked by this, we don't know how reliable they're going to be. Many of these people are career bureaucrats. So hopefully that works out. I hope I'm wrong. But for 50 years, I've seen this let's pack the court strategy fail to deliver on the Constitution and individual liberty. But I think it's a great idea in terms of crowdsourcing. I think we've seen a lot of people who have made the case when they go on these crowdsource sites, saying that they have been wrongly, you know, victimized by these regulations and so forth. And a lot of people will chip in, and a lot of people contributing a little bit of money can go a long way to helping. Thank you so much, Johnny. I want to go to Jefferson in Virginia. Thank you for holding, Jefferson. Go ahead.
Good morning, David. Thanks for taking calls.
Oh, thank you for calling in. You got a solution for our Canadian friend who is trapped in Beijing?
Well, somebody should hire him to be like a spy in China. Send him a camera and let him do dispatches from Beijing or wherever he is.
Yeah.
But he should go to the Canadian embassy, obviously, and be like Julian Assange and just live there if you have to. Or
well, he says they've been absolutely no help to him. He's contacted them, and they don't want to help him.
Right. Well. He's a captive of the New World Order, apparently. His own government doesn't want to help him get out of China. But we should GoFund account him. He should have some sort of income coming in from people that support his cause, and give him something to do while he's stuck there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. That'd be a great, great solution for that. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Well, the mask thing is annoying, but we have to work the other side of the equation. There's a solution to the mask, but we don't like the idea of having to carry an internal passport. So we defeat mm-hmm. ourselves on the mask issue. We all should be able to get the antibodies. There's a company that makes the freaking antibodies. We can have them injected into our body, which will give us the right to carry a certificate that says, I'm not infectious. I can't give it to you. I don't need a mask. I mean, the business owner was trying to meet you halfway. She wants to
yeah, but I don't want to meet the tyrants halfway. You know, these people, the emperors have no clothes. They were wearing a mask, but they don't have any clothes. Of course, we've seen that happen in Vegas as well. But it's happening in Washington, D.C. No clothes, but masks. And we don't need to go to the immunity passport. What they're doing is they're shutting down. We've had a lot of different highly effective treatments for this. We see that the case fatality rate is no worse than the regular flu, and there are a lot of good treatments out there, whether it's vitamin C injections, whether it's hydroxychloroquine and zinc, whether it's steroids, whether it's stem cells. We've got a lot of options out there. They're shutting all this down. They're lying to us. They're controlling us because they're trying to kettle us into this immunity passport stuff and surveillance stuff, and I'm not going there. I'm just not going
to
go there.
I think they really want you to object to the passport so they can make you take the vaccine using mm-hmm. social credit score.
Absolutely. That's where it's all headed. That's the end game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Track you, vax you, and track you.
Right. Yeah. If we're not willing to meet a standard that we can all honestly look at each other and say, okay, for the moment, you need to carry some sort of document that says you're not infectious. And when it's over, we can all get rid of them. We don't need them forever. We need them just temporarily to avoid being vaccinated. If they get us in this vaccine agenda, we're done. We're finished. So something's got to happen on the documentation side where people that confront you about not wearing a mask have to pay a penalty into some fund for having confronted you when you had a passport and you weren't wearing a mask. There's got to be some sort of incentivization for everybody that wants to have the antibodies. Or we're all going to end up vaccinated.
Well, I'll give them an incentive. I'll tell them I still have a Second Amendment. I still have firearms. And if I will treat somebody trying to force vaccinate me the same way I would somebody just trying to do blanket confiscation of firearms, I think that's going to kick it off if they do something like that. Quite frankly, it'll kick it off with me. Thank you, Jefferson. Okay. I want to get to Jesse in Florida because she was talking about face masks. And she has asthma, and that is a big, big problem. Thank you for holding, Jesse. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah. It was a clinic. My son. I mean, I'm not trying to get any sympathy, but my son was diagnosed with a terminal illness back in February, and you know, due to the corona, it's been really hard for me to find treatment for him. And I went to the clinic to get treatment with him, and they just started requiring masks. And first of all, the security guard was just very rude and everything. But I mean, besides that, you know, he goes to hand me the mask and I say, oh, you know, I can't wear a mask, because I have asthma, but you know, I could sit separately, whatever, you know? So he said, well, tell the receptionist that. So when I went in to tell the receptionist, I told her I had asthma, I was unable to wear a mask. And she said, well, I have a disability and I have to wear a mask 8 hours a day. So you do too.
Not the same thing. Not the same. We got to take a break. We're about to run out of time. I only got 15 seconds left. But can you hang on through the break? Because I really want to hear this. This is very important. The disregard for people's actual health. Because we've got orders for you to take, servant. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here.
Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Jesse in Florida about unreasonable face mask regulations. We've got another couple of callers, Nick in Massachusetts, Jefferson in South Dakota, also with some advice for our Canadian listener who is stuck in Beijing and cannot get out because they keep canceling flights because there's not enough people flying out. But let's go back to Jesse in Florida. Jesse, you were saying that you suffer from asthma. You had to take your child to the doctor, and you were not getting, they were not cutting you any slack because you had asthma at a doctor's office. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, and so I put the mask on, and I mean, it was maybe 45 seconds later, and I was all so upset, you know, so that also doesn't help with the asthma attack. I had an asthma attack. I took out my inhaler, I took a couple of drops of the inhaler, and there was a woman there that stood up and said, "Hey, isn't she exempt?" And I said, "Clearly struggling," and the receptionist says, "I'm not exempt, so she's not exempt," and that was that. So I just kind of sat there. I went to the bathroom, took off the mask, breathed for a little while. So I just feel really helpless. I mean, we're in a Republican state. I mean, it's just very odd to me that the Republicans, it just seems odd to me that this is being permitted, and especially with the Americans with Disabilities Act. And I know that that's a very liberal thing, but you know, it's just really odd to me that it seems like
It's just a total disregard for your real health that we're talking about here. As I said, you know, I've got a cousin who died in the 90s from asthma. My father suffered with it all of his life, and I saw him get really bad asthma attacks. And I know if you're under stress, but especially if you put a mask over your face, I mean, that'd be the last thing anybody should do to somebody that has asthma. It shows that they don't really care about us, and it's not just the mask, but it's going to be the vaccines that come next. They really don't care because they're not going to even bother to test these things. This is about how rapidly they can push it out for their political agendas, for their economic agendas, or how they can force us to get a vaccine for their eugenics agenda. And that's the thing that's really tragic about this. My wife has gone to a couple of different doctors for things minor and otherwise, and in each of these cases, they had masks on there, and she would go into the office, and the doctor would say, let's take these stupid things off. They were doing it because they were being forced to. My concern is that we've just got to have people in the medical community, people who understand the science, and we've got to have all of us who understand the control issues, the liberty issues, the legal issues, and we've all got to refuse to do this. I mean, I understand the situation that you're in. You got to get health care for your son. It's a horrible situation. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Horrible situation.
And one thing, the free market thing. You know, everybody says, oh, well, you can just find another provider. Well, I can't. I mean, there's no clinic within hundreds of miles. So mm-hmm. I kind of have no choice.
I know.
I feel so kind of helpless. And I feel just kind of like, you know, all of that, all of these rights that we were told about, I mean, it seems like they only apply to people that aren't conservative.
No. Well, it is a total betrayal by the people who have sworn to uphold the Constitution. That's the bottom line. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, right. As I said, they're either right. passive or they are cowering and complicit in all of this. And it doesn't really make any difference to me, you know, what category they fill in. I'm done with these people right. who are supporting this stuff. And you need to remember this when you get to the ballot. Again, it's going to be people at the local level that are going to be your only hope to protect your rights. Thank you. I hope you find some way to get through this, Jesse, but thanks for letting us
thanks
know
so
that.
Much.
I want to get, before we run out of time, because this is our last segment, I want to get to the two people have advice to our Canadian listener. Let's go to Nick in Massachusetts. Thank you for holding, Nick. Go ahead.
Hi. So, I mean, I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, maybe it's possible he could just take a flight to some other country.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was suggesting to him. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
well, that's it. I don't know. It just may be Beijing. They just may not, it may be the particular destination he's trying to go to. What I suggested to him was I said, look, there's going to be a lot of people trying to get out of Hong Kong. So I wouldn't expect that you're going to have a problem getting 60% capacity coming out of Hong Kong. The trouble is getting there. But I said, you don't necessarily even have to fly to Hong Kong. You could take perhaps. A train to Hong Kong. There are risks by traveling by train internally in China. And I told him, I said, when we adopted my daughter, it was about 13 years ago. It was very dangerous for us to travel by train. I didn't know how dangerous train travel was. I didn't want to take plane flights internally in that country. So we told the adoption agency, book us on trains. Well, it was so dangerous in Nanning, a city that's about just slightly smaller than New York City, even though you probably haven't heard of it because it's a small city by Chinese standards. In Nanning, it was so dangerous that they bought a ticket and put us on the train so we could get there. But when we went from Guangzhou to Hong Kong, it was like, first world travel. And so I told him, I said, you know, you might be safe going from Beijing to Guangzhou. Which is a major international center. And then from Guangzhou to Hong Kong, I know you'd be safe if you could get a flight out of Hong Kong. But I said, I think that the flights out of Hong Kong would be higher. But your idea, try to find flights other places. Any other ideas?
I don't know. I just thought I'd call and see if you can get through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Nick. I've got somebody else who's got maybe an idea. Let's go to Jefferson in South Dakota. Thank you for holding. Jefferson, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Knight. This may sound crazy, but since the only thing the government cares about is punishing, I don't know how feasible this is, but this man could be figure out a way to be accused of an extraditable crime in Canada.
Well, now you're playing a really dangerous game. I mean, this is like playing Russian roulette with several of the chambers loaded to get into a Chinese prison. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know about that. Sorry. Go ahead.
If I could have a comment that I would love to hear what you think about this. I thought of this weekend, which is for a free man, it is not optional to be informed. It is the condition required.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely right. And along those lines, we don't have time to play it, but you know that we'll probably play it tomorrow. Campus reform going on college campus and asking people about the 4th of July, and they know nothing about it. And for freedom to exist, you have to be informed. You have to know what your rights are, or they can take them from you, right? If you don't know what your property is, they can take it, and your rights are your property, your most important property. And it's being taken from us, gaslighted as we are. Thank you so much, Jefferson. You know, when we look at what happened over the weekend, President Trump and all these people doubling down on President Trump, the two faces of CNN. You had Leila Santiago, a CNN correspondent, and what she had to say about President Trump going to Mount Rushmore. She said, kicking off Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slaveholders and on land wrestled away from Native Americans. Okay, well, what did CNN say when it was Bernie Sanders who visited Mount Rushmore in 2016? At that point in time, CNN said that this was a monument to four great presidents. So it's gone from a monument to four great presidents to a monument to two slaveholders on land that was stolen from Native Americans. That's now become the, there he is, there's Bernie. He's trying to get his head at the right distance so it looks like he's the fifth head there. In that picture. When Obama visited Mount Rushmore on his campaign in 2008, CNN said it was quite a sight and it was majestic. Nothing about slave owners or brutalization of natives by the U.S. federal government. One person after the CNN broadcast said, I used to be a Democrat. I voted for Barack Obama, but I say this with all due respect. F CNN. That kid in high school that no one liked, what it's become is that kid in high school that no one liked because they always tried to instigate fights between other students. You know that kid, Eddie Haskell? That's what CNN has become. Actually, you know, when I see Brian Stelter looks like George Costanza, but he acts like Eddie Haskell. It's funny how you can get those two personalities, those two repugnant personalities together in one person, Brian Stelter at CNN. But of course, the DNC is right there as well. They're saying that that Mount Rushmore glorifies white supremacy, white supremacy. And you have Tammy Duckworth, who is being promoted as the next president of the United States, because let's understand, Joe Biden is not quite there. So whoever is VP is going to be president. And she said, well, this is on stolen land, land that was stolen from a treaty. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't have time to talk about it today, but it was Russell Means, who was also a Lakota Sioux, and he wrote the book Where White Men Fear to Tread. He said the federal government has broken every treaty with the Indians. And he said they've broken their treaty with you, white man, the Constitution. What are you going to do about it? That's it for the broadcast today, folks. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our 4th of July special still there. Free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Things like DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. A great way, vitamin D, to boost your immune system. Vasobeat, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Bod Ease, Lung Cleanse, all those 50% off or more, free shipping, double Patriot points.